My guest at this time is Michigan Republican Congressman Bill Heisinga, who represents the Great Lakes State's 2nd Congressional District. He and his colleagues are now back in session in the House of Representatives looking at a number of critical issues, but he's also back from a delegation trip to Afghanistan during the time that he and his colleagues were away from the Capitol. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure.
Well, a lot of people wondering what's coming next in Afghanistan. We saw the full drawdown in Iraq, and a lot of folks suspect that we'll see a pretty substantial one in Afghanistan as well. What did you want to know most of all on this fact-finding trip that you were part of?
Well, I had a couple of goals, and quite honestly, first and foremost, my goal was to go there and to say thank you to our troops, our men and women who are in uniform, make sure that they know that they're not forgotten. And I know sometimes a few of them feel like that. And I wanted to make sure that they know that myself, my friends, my family, and the people I think that I represent definitely are keeping them in mind and appreciate what they're doing. So that was a main goal, but also wanting to get a sense of sort of what the progress is in Afghanistan. It does seem to be that there is some progress made with the Afghan National Army, the ANA, especially. There had been a poll that had been done in Afghanistan just recently, and the Army actually came out on top above any of the other agencies as far as respect among the citizens. So that is positive, and we think one of the reasons is that interaction with the coalition forces has really brought down corruption and had brought up the professionalism and those kinds of things. So that has been positive.
And Congressman, what did you hear most of all from the troops? Do they feel like they're getting everything they need? There was obviously a lot of debate not long ago about the president's decision to bring home some of the troops that led some commanders to have to change plans a little bit. Do they still feel like they're getting done what needs to be done?
Yeah, for the most part they do. Of course, you know, you gotta kind of separate out, make sure that you're getting the real deal and not just a dog and pony show, and that's sometimes tough to do. And what I make sure I do is I'm out talking to regular troops, you know, the specialists, those young corporals, those people that young men and women who are making a decision: do I stay in? Do I go out? Can I find a job? Do I go get my education? And check with them, and then you got to check in with that sort of that mid-level, you know, those master sergeants and those lieutenants and majors and lieutenant colonels. Those are the guys that make the trains run on time and find out what they think. And a number of them have served both in Iraq and Afghanistan. I can tell you this, they're tired. They've been serving all over the world, and it's been a bit tough on their families sometimes, but they all feel vast majority of people I talk to feel very positively about what they're doing in Afghanistan right now.
What's the timetable there? Do they feel like they need an indefinite period of time to finish the job, finish the training, or do they see that for the most part they've pretty much done what they're going to get done in terms of a combat level, and that the drawdown can begin?
Well, that's one of those things where you're trying to separate out and make sure that you're getting true feelings, and that's hard to do because, you know, frankly, they've had a decision made for them by the president. You know, the president said by 2014 we're going to be out. I am not a fan of these sort of hard and fast deadlines. I do want to know what those generals think, and they're pretty open and honest, but they have to be a little careful, frankly. They know that they can work within those constraints. I think there is some concern. The biggest concern is who's going to fill that void. And if it can be the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police, we can be okay. If it's the Taliban that comes back in and Al-Qaeda, we're in trouble.
We're talking with Michigan Congressman Bill Heisinga. Congressman, one of the much-debated quotes in recent weeks came from the vice president when he said, "The Taliban, per se, is not our enemy." Now, the Taliban encompasses a whole lot of different elements, but what's your reaction to that? Who is someone we can work with, and who can't we work with in that whole coalition?
Well, and the truth is that they're divided, like any group, you know, whether it was you know, going back to you know, to civil war, going back to any of the other major wars that we've been involved in. There's always factions within groups, and there's a faction within the Taliban that believe that they can get and should work towards some sort of peaceable resolution And there's another faction that says, hey, no way, we need to make this purely an Islamic state that we are going to run, like the good old days after the Soviets left. And so there's certainly some conflict within the Taliban itself. And then you still do have Northern Alliance and some of these other groups that are involved in there. So there's no real consensus at this point. But we've got to figure out and search through who we can work with and who we know is just no chance of working with.
How much confidence do you have? How much confidence do our military leaders have in the Afghan security forces? There are already concerns that Iraq might not be able to stem the tide of sectarian violence and other threats to its security. Do you believe that the Afghan forces are ready to do that job?
Well, the interesting feedback that we got in a couple of different places, and I should tell you, we were up in Kabul, the capital, which is up in the mountains. We were in the south in the Helmand province and in Kandahar. Those two areas, especially Kandahar, were the areas where the surge occurred. And the feedback that we're getting, and why I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic about the progress with the Afghan National Army especially, is these guys who I said have served oftentimes both in Iraq, now in Afghanistan, say the difference is that in Iraq, they really had to push the Iraqis to the front. They had to almost force them to take a lead on these operations and in the planning and those kinds of things. And what they tell me is that the Afghans are stepping up. They're eager to get to the front of that. They want to be organizing these operations and leading these operations. And in fact, just a couple of days before we were there, the Afghans planned and led and executed a major operation that was the first time they did it without significant coalition support. And the Afghans were very happy about that, and frankly, the coalition troops were very happy about that.
Congressman, thanks for your time.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Greg. Michigan Republican Congressman Bill Heisinger represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.